There are fresh signs of trouble at the American Dream. That's the unfinished mall and entertainment complex in New Jersey's Meadowlands. WMIC's Ilya Meritz reports the developer has missed its own November 3rd deadline to raise money to finish the long-stalled building.
This mall project was approved the year America invaded Iraq, and it's been limping along for years. But in September, a spokesman for developer Triple Five, Tony Armlin, said they had the momentum and the money to get it done.
Bringing billions of dollars of economic benefits and tens of thousands of jobs to New Jersey.
Armlin told the commissioners of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority they had to help his company raise over $1 billion through tax-free government bonds right away, or else.
Failing to act swiftly will result in adverse financial, equitable, and irreparable consequences that will cause this project to fail.
The commission voted yes to issue those bonds. And now, developer Triple Five has missed its own urgent deadline to sell them to investors, to raise the cash they need to complete what they say will be a world-class destination. They didn't explain the delay. The state's Sports and Exposition Authority says it's just a hiccup. The bonds should be offered this month. But Mark Paris, a portfolio manager at the Invesco Bond Fund, more or less shrugged.
You know, I've heard that this deal over the last few years had potential to come to the market a few different times. There is no chatter right now in the municipal market that is telling me that a billion bonds are going to be priced anytime soon.
Over the past dozen years, New Jersey has committed hundreds of millions of dollars to get the planned mall to opening day. But that day does not look close for the unfinished colossus next to the turnpike. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.